Thank you so much, Catherine, for sharing with us your thoughtful and inspiring reflection. May we all find that same energy fueled by love and hope. Thank you. A few years back, I first mentioned to my family that I was thinking about adopting a dog. Now, the first response that I got from them was half a joke mixed with half genuine concern. "Allie," they said, "are you sure? You can't even keep a houseplant alive." Now, to you all, that may sound a little harsh, but in all fairness, my family was referring to real life data. There was one summer, and I'm not proud of it, I was house sitting for my parents while they were away, and it was my responsibility to keep the plants alive. Now, in all transparency, I'm a bit more competent than I let on during our time for all ages today. But still, after the summer was over, my parents came home to dry brown leaves, wilted stems, and drooping branches. So, when I realized that my first sermon here at the fellowship would be for a service about seeds and growing roots, those were the words that I heard running around in my head. "But Allie, you can't even keep a houseplant alive." Here's the thing. My struggle with plants is this. When I'm taking care of a seed or a plant, there's no immediate or instant feedback. There's no way in the moment for the plant to tell me what it needs or whether I'm on the right track. And this is even more true when that plant is just a little seed, a tiny capsule underground, sprouting roots out of sight. It's impossible to see anything happening below the surface. And the waiting can be unbearable. The not knowing is so hard. And it's easy to forget about the seed. The seed doesn't whine or nudge me like my dog does. It's easy to question whether it's even worth a try. A seed doesn't wag its tail or give me wet, slobbery kisses to let me know that I'm doing a good job. But my dog does. And then I came across our reading today that you heard earlier in the service from Henry David Thoreau. And it became clear to me that my struggle to develop a green thumb is a part of a larger struggle, a struggle with faith. You heard Thoreau earlier proclaim that he has great faith in a seed. "I have great faith in a seed," he said. "Convince me that you have a seed there, and I am prepared to expect wonders." If you're like me, you might be used to hearing that word faith in a different and specific context, right? faith in a God, faith in a dogma, faith in a creed that can sometimes feel like it chafes against our rational brains. That word faith, it can sometimes feel uncomfortable, right? It can feel uncomfortable enough that I actually toyed with the idea of titling my sermon for today, The Other F Word. Sorry. But Thoreau here, he points to faith in a different way. Not God faith, dogma faith, or defying logic faith, but just plain old simple faith in its oldest sense. The origins of the word faith come from the Latin, fides, referring to loyalty and trust. And in the early 14th century, faith came to mean holding something to be true when there is incomplete evidence. When we look at a spot of soil where a seed has been planted, there is incomplete evidence that anything is going to happen. There's incomplete evidence that anything is actually even there. It can be easy to forget or ignore that seed that's hidden under the ground. The bare looking, desolate, empty soil. No sign of life yet, no hint of hope that anything will grow. It can be easy for things to feel pretty bleak. That's a feeling I'm sure many of us can relate to these days, right? Things feeling pretty bleak. We're enduring a lot. Global pandemic, a high stakes election, desperation in the call to racial justice, an escalating climate crisis, not to mention all the personal struggles we may face in our own lives and in our communities. That is a lot to hold. And things can feel pretty bleak. As I wrestle with this, I find myself grateful for the words of Eddie Hilsum. Eddie was a young Dutch Jewish writer who wrote as a witness to the persecution of Jews in Amsterdam during the early 1940s. She was deported and killed in Auschwitz in 1943. During Eddie's time in a transit camp, a detention center for Jewish people before they were sent away to concentration camps, Eddie wrote these powerful words. She said, "There is a really deep well inside me, and in it dwells God. Sometimes I am there too. And that is all we can manage these days. And also all that really matters. That we safeguard that little piece of you, God, in ourselves." I want to hear that again. That is all we can manage these days. And also all that really matters. That we safeguard that little piece of you, God, in ourselves. Now, personally, I'll share that I don't always find myself leaning very naturally into the name God or into God language in my own personal theology. Still, when I read this, I feel Eddie's point deep down in my bones. Like she's unveiling to me something powerful, something important. That is all we can manage these days, and also all that really matters. That we safeguard that little piece of you, God, in ourselves. Now, if Eddie's use of the name God keeps you from tapping into the wisdom that is present here, I invite you to substitute in that which is meaningful and sacred for you. That is all we can manage these days, and also all that really matters. That we safeguard a little piece of the divine. That we safeguard a little piece of love. That we safeguard a little piece of connection, that we safeguard a little piece of the spirit, that we safeguard this little piece in ourselves. That is all we can manage these days, and all that really matters. Things can sometimes feel pretty bleak. Nobody knows that better than Eddie Hilsum, writing from that detention camp only 8 decades ago. It's sometimes hard to feel like there is very much we can do about everything going on. The fear and the suffering can feel so big and out of our control. Or perhaps we are just so worn down by stress and exhaustion. But something we can do is safeguard a piece of what is good and sacred and holy. Safeguard it in ourselves. That's the seed under the soil, isn't it? Perhaps when we look around, it's hard to see the divine or love or connection or whatever it is that we value, whatever that force, that spirit is that moves us. But that doesn't mean that it isn't there under the dirt. Under the muck. And what we can manage to do is to remember it, to not forget about it, to tend to it, to nurture it. Perhaps all we can manage to do is to have faith that if we do all these things, that seed will grow into something beautiful. You know, a seed is a powerful thing. I love this quote that I came across in a blog once. I couldn't find who to attribute these words to, but someone, somewhere, once said this. Seeds are not dramatic. They work slow and silent revolutions. Seeds work slow and silent revolutions. Let's think about that. I mean, an entire forest can lie within a seed, right? If it's given enough chance to grow. That seed, that thing that you know to be sacred, it's there. And it's within us. And when times feel bleak, when life is hard, safeguard. safeguarding that seed, nurturing that seed, it can be enough. Enough to let the seed work its revolution. At this point in our worship, we are blessed to have a chance to be present with the fellowship choir as they share with us today's special music. And during that song, if you feel so moved, I invite you to type into our chat box what your seed is. What is it that you feel called to safeguard? What is something that is divine and sacred for you, lying within you? Let us together be reminded of all these seeds as we nurture them into revolutions. May it be so, and amen.